knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me is my cousin Cameron. How you doing, Cameron?
Excellent.
We are, this is our third episode, so this is, we're at season one. So season one, episode 3 is called Roper's Niece. It aired on March 31st, 1977, directed by Bill Hobbin, written by George Burdett and Paul Wayne. And they co-wrote the first 3 seasons. And Burdett became the executive producer of the show from 81 to 84. And the premise of the show, Jack Tripper takes out Mr. Roper's niece, Karen, takes her out on a date or just on the town. And in doing so, he deliberately misses out on his roommate, Janet Wood's birthday party. What did you think? So the first episode, you didn't think much of it. The second episode, and I must tell everyone, Cameron has never seen the show before. He is watching the episodes as we are taping these. I grew up with the show. It means so much more to me. And any kind of criticism of the show is a personal slight for me. I take that as a personal slight. So it's also a comment on my humor, which, you know, if you're going to make fun of the show, you make fun of my humor and da-da-da-da-da-da. So the second episode, you cracked a smile. And so now we're at the third episode. What did you think of Roper's Niece, episode 3?
Episode 3.
Oh, that pause.
Yeah.
That's everything. You didn't like it.
I just... What? So Roper's fine with Jack taking out his niece. I don't know. I just...
You didn't like it.
I didn't... He...
You just didn't like it.
I couldn't figure it out.
I loved it. And the best part was, Roper's niece, played by Christina Hart. She returned again in season 6. Don't want to spoil it for you, Cameron, but she returned as Mr. Angelino's daughter. And that is someone that you don't know yet. He's going to come later on in the series. But again, she came in to tempt Jack, this woman, Christina Hart. I guess the directors or the producers saw her as something of a tempting persona for this character of Jack Tripper. So I thought she was great. She kind of tested the kids and she tested the loyalty that Jack eventually, spoiler alert, had for Janet. You know, you go through the whole episode thinking, wow, he's such a turncoat. In the end, he took the date because he got paid $50. He used the $50 for Janet's birthday present. These kids are now solid together. These are not just roommates living together, living their own lives separately under one roof. These are solid friends. This was the episode that kind of solidified that.
Nothing. I mean, when you contextualize it like that, and you, yeah, I guess it was somebody. I mean, he wasn't there. I mean, why not just tell her? You know, why not just tell Janet, right? Like that he's, you know,
yeah.
Hey, Janet. Like, yeah, leave her in the lurch, right, for the whole episode.
You're right. Bottom line, he missed the party.
Missed the party.
So kind of fuck him, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, I get it, man.
But that's fine. But then again, like. And at this point, right, I'm episode 3, and every episode now has...
Sucked.
No, it hasn't sucked, right, but has been like, this is like, and I'm, you know, And maybe I'm thinking, now that I'm talking it out with you, maybe I'm focusing on it too much. And I was just really kind of overlooking the relationships that the three of them were developing. Because the only thing I could think, and the way my mind was trained when I was watching this, was just like, is the meat and potatoes of every episode, like, is everything swinging on this play between Jack, you know, being a secret gay man who's not really gay? And I wasn't really paying attention to the three of them, to be quite honest. Like the interplay, like when you said that, you know, he came back and saved the day, I guess he did. I didn't think about it like that at the time. I was just like, oh, I felt like that was just kind of like a part of Jack wanted to go to just like to go out with Denise. And in my mind, I thought he was going to, you know, make some moves, try and.
Well, if he went out with her, he must have used some of Roper's money to pay for like the date.
Yeah, how did he.
But he got $50. I think it was $50.
$50, yeah.
And I guess back then in 77, $50 was like $200, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
because when Roper gave it to him, he was like, he was shocked.
That's like, and he's starving and they're broke. They're all broke all the time, right? So, yeah, maybe he spent $10 on her,
okay,
and then used the $40 for Janet's present.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was $100, maybe he spent $20 on her and spent $80 on whatever it was. He took, you know, 75% of whatever Roper gave him and used it for the present, I would assume. But you're right. It's not worth it. He should have stuck around for the party. I think he was trying to make a play for Roper's niece, and then he realized too much was at stake, so he just opted for, you know, getting the present.
I mean, that's where my head was the whole time too. It's like, as soon as, because he was a hard no until he saw her.
Yeah.
He was going to stay for the party. There's no way. Cause Roper's a troll. So she must be right.
Exactly. Okay. Bottom line, Cameron, did you laugh?
I don't think I laughed.
Oh my God. That means you didn't even laugh. I mean, I couldn't stop laughing watching that episode.
I mean, that last scene, right, where you kind of have everything coming to a head in Roper's apartment, you know, Janet is like starved, right? You know, is so ready to, you know, be taken by Jack.
You think so, huh? This is what you're thinking. Interesting that you're getting this impression.
He doesn't care about her.
I'm not going to say anything because I can't. Can't give it away. I can't give away as you're watching the show.
I don't want you to.
I've already said too much.
Right, but everything up until this point, right? Chrissy is your stereotypical dumb blonde, right? Like when I'm hearing laughter because of Chrissy, it's because she's just completely oblivious to like a lot of what's going on, right? And Janet is very jealous of that attention. Going into the show, that's where I thought a lot of the tension and the storytelling would come from, was the interplay between the three of them, as far as like a love triangle, like sort of like an Archie, Betty, Veronica situation, right? But so far, three episodes in, I'm very much like,
you're bored out of your skull.
I'm like, what are they?
Yeah. So much... I'm boring you, making you watch these episodes.
I wouldn't say bored. I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, what is it? What is it about these people that, you know, make not only you, but I guess 8 seasons worth of viewers come back for more?
What a great way to end this episode. Thanks, Cameron, for coming down and talking to me about Three's Company. And we'll continue on. You're coming back, right?
I'll be back.